I'm going to praise the Lord. I guess my water pump went out, and it right down here at the service station, and I'm so glad that it didn't go out when I was on the interstate. You know, isn't that a blessing of God? You know, God is so good to His people. God is so good to everyone that's willing to put their confidence and trust and everything into His hand. You know, when I got saved, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, You got everything I got. I'm just giving it to You. It's a wonderful thing. I appreciate the Lord. Seems like He's been so good to us. Feel like I'm not worthy. I love the Lord. I'm willing to obey Him. But it seems like that God is so great. God is so wonderful. And He's so high up. And we are so small. But He loves us, doesn't He? I appreciate the Lord tonight. I do have a burden upon our hearts this evening. I desire your prayers. I'm not a young man, but the Lord's able to help us. I appreciate that. So much. I want to turn to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Seems like the Lord has just been burdening me on this. It said the 57th verse, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Giving us victory. Brother, today this is what we need. We need victory. When the devil comes in like a flood, brother, we can just lift up a standard against him by the power of God. You know, I'm not afraid of the devil. He's a defeated foe. You know, I read today or sometime about how the Lord brought him down. You know, He can bring him down anytime. I appreciate that. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. You know, thank the Lord today. We can be steadfast. You know, the Scripture says if God be for us, well, we know that He wants us for His child. If God be for us, who can be against us? There's nothing can be against us if God is for us. Isn't that wonderful? I thought about that, and I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out. It said, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Brother, we don't need to move away from the gospel. We need to hold fast the perfect plan of salvation that Jesus had laid out for every one of us today. Brother, we can hold on to that. Unmovable, always abounding. What's abounding? Is that plentiful? Is that a lot? You know, Lord help us today. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, the enemy, he'll say, all you do is in vain. It's not. Not in vain. Brother, this is something that we really need to hold on to. It's a perfect plan of salvation. It'll help us. It'll give us courage. It'll give us strength. It'll give us whatever we need to hold out. I want to turn to victory as my, I guess you'd say my text. You know, we shouldn't, I thought about that song. It says we should never be discouraged. Just like I say, we shouldn't be discouraged. We should rejoice. God has overpowered the working of the devil. And all we have to do is just lean heavy upon His arm. He's got a mighty arm. Oh, thank the Lord today. I want to turn to 1 John. 1 John, the 5th chapter. You know, the Lord, He's been so good to us. But I do appreciate. I want to worship Him. I want to honor Him. I want to love Him with all of my heart. You know, if we love someone with all of our heart, we want to please Him or please them, you know. And, you know, when my wife and I first got married, I just wanted to please her in everything. You know, that's that real love, real concern. And the Lord wants us to love Him with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, all of our minds. Surely it's a blessing to know that God loves us. I want to turn to the fifth chapter of 1 John, and we start at the fourth verse. It says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Isn't that wonderful? We can overcome the world. You know, out there, you know, I've heard people talk about peer pressure, and I've talked about how the world is so wicked and all this. But, brother, we can overcome the world. That's wonderful, isn't it? You know, we can stand on all of these promises and not be afraid. It's a wonderful thing. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Don't lose our faith. Brother, today the enemy will love for us to lose our faith. That's right. But hold on to our faith. Believe God. Believe His Word. Don't move, no matter what comes our way or anything. Just stand firm. Stand solid. You know, sometimes the devil comes in like a flood. I said, devil, I ain't moving one inch. I'm standing on the promise of God. You know, that's a wonderful thing. Standing on the promise of God. That'll encourage you. That'll comfort you. That'll strengthen you. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Don't lose our faith. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Thank the Lord. He is the Son of God. He is. I want to turn to Luke. I thought about this. Luke 22. I thought about how the enemy, you know, the enemy, he'll just paint a dark picture. And seem like it affects some folks, you know. But don't let none of his old pictures move us. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts today and realize that we've got a Savior that has conquered the devil. You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate how the Lord, why we can lean upon Him and He'll just take care of us. But the 22nd chapter of Luke, and starting at the 31st verse, it reads like this. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But it said, but I have prayed for thee. Oh, thank the Lord today. I'm glad Jesus is praying for us. Isn't that wonderful? And his prayers go through. Oh, may the Lord help us today. But he said, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Oh, listen today. Don't let our faith fail. Be strong in faith. Brother, we can just depend upon the Lord. No matter what comes our way, we can just lean on His mighty arm. We can just rest. Isn't it wonderful to just rest in Christ? It's a wonderful thing. But He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. You know, today we can strengthen one another with our faith in God. Believing in God, standing on the promises of God. God will never fail. Over there he told Joshua, what did he say? He said, I will never leave thee. Brother, that's an encouraging statement. That's right. I will not leave thee, nor forsake thee. God don't want to forsake us. But he wants us to have faith in him. Believe in him. Stand on the promises of God. The promises of God is sure. It can't fail. Lord, help us today. Oh, I appreciate the Lord. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, I've said this before, but I was listening to the radio. I usually get the news. I don't listen too much to the radio. I want to get the news. And they said that down here at Norman, and I'm not against colleges or anything, but down here it said, well, we believe in God. Well, I guess, well, not everybody believes in God. But I believe in God, but I wonder about Jesus. What did I read here? I just read. Oh, Lord, help us. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. The enemy is out trying to sift us. The enemy is out to try to cause us to lose faith. So there's nothing to it. Brother, there's something to this. I know. I tried it. I was a sinner at one time. And the devil fought me every step of the way. But I want to say, I had a determination to live for God. I had a determination to go all the way with God. And the devil, it seemed like that he's fought us. We were supposed to be down to Oklahoma City this morning, and I did bed. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm looking to you. And you know what he did? He sent Brother James Custer, by the way, I'll take you down there. The Lord will make a way. You know, brother, it's too late, there's no way. For the Lord, I appreciate Brother James taking you down there. But I thought about, let us not lose our faith. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, hold fast, be steady, get in as you go. Lord, help us today. Thanks be to God. Give us the victory. Have we got the victory? Lord, help us today. Or is the devil got you down in the dumps?
You know, he's a mean devil, isn't he?
He really is a mean devil. But, pardon?
Oh, Lord, help us.
I fought this battle a long time. But I didn't fight it by myself.
I had the great God to help me fight this battle. And so far, so good, I've conquered all these things. I'm not bragging them.
You know, I hope not, but the enemy, even at the very last.
But I don't want him to. I want to hold on.
You know, I thought about Jacob of old. He had something to face.
But you know, when he, I don't know how he did. I just thought I could just grab him, just held him, and came to let go.
You know what Jacob said? He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
He needed a blessing right there. He needed a real blessing.
And the Lord came down. He blessed him. He faced Esau. I don't know. The Bible don't say this, but I don't believe he had much fear.
Because the Lord has gone before him.
Lord, help us today. Don't lose our faith. Don't lose our victory. He wants to give us victory, and we need victory. But the enemy is wanting us to lose our faith and wanting us to lose our victory. But I pray the Lord to help us out. Pray the Lord to stir our hearts today. Over here in the fourth chapter of 1 John, in the fourth verse, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater, you know that word greater is sticking out? Greater, God, Spirit of Christ, greater than the enemy, greater than the trial. Oh, may God help us today. It's in here, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who's in the world? The devil.
Who's in us? The Spirit of God. Isn't that wonderful?
You know, if we could just get a lot of things. I thought about in the Bible, you know, it tells about encouraging things and saying things. You know, I was going, it's been just right after I got saved, the devil just sort of worked on me. And seemed like he was just whispering in my ear.
And the scripture came to me.
Said, Jacob wrestled with God.
I don't know. I got a hold of that, Brother Phil. And I start wrestling. Lord, I want victory. I want courage. I want strength. I want power to overthrow the evil. It's in the world.
He gave it to me, too.
The Lord has. Oh, I can't seem like
it. I'm not a man that will cry too much, but sometimes the blessings that just flow down and the tears have to go. Oh, you know, today it seems like so many things. It's happening.
Well,
I've got someone to help me. You got someone that'll help you too. Oh, it's a blessing. Oh, I appreciate the Lord so much. Appreciate how the Lord will encourage us when the devil comes in like a flood. But it said, what did it say after that?
God will lift up a standard and power, grace, victory against the devil.
Lord help us. You know, I couldn't give up the Lord for nothing.
No matter what comes our way. I thought about Job.
You know Job? God blessed Job, didn't he?
He blessed him with a lot of things. The devil comes to the Lord and says, let me touch Job. Just give me Job for just a little bit.
And he'll curse you. Well, the Lord said, go right ahead.
But what God now, what really stuck with him?
The Lord told him to go ahead.
But he said, don't take his life. The devil could not take his life. Why? Because God said, if you do anything else, you can take his life. You can't do it. You know what Job did?
I think Job lost about everything he had.
He said, bless the Lord.
His wife got discouraged and said, curse God and die.
What did he say? You just talk or speak like a foolish woman. Cursing God? Brother, we don't need to curse God. We need to praise God and bless him.
He's a mighty God.
Gave us help.
This is the victory of faith. Faith in Christ. You know, I thought about the Lord loves His Son. We need to love Him too. I believe that the Lord is letting some things come our way. The people that, you know, don't believe in Christ. But come our way that seems like a lot of times we can't overcome it. But He wants to help us. He wants us to say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. God was pleased with Jesus.
Isn't that wonderful? That's His Son. Fearful Son.
But I appreciate the Lord today, tonight. I love the Lord with all my heart. You know, the Lord, He had to make me.
I was just with the devil when I was in sin. A bad thing.
But you know, the Lord brought me down. He left me for dead.
That brought us all out of it.
But with His great love. Oh, with His mercy. He reached down there and touched my life and raised me up. Oh, the Lord has been so good to us. I can verify it with my wife here.
He's good to our children. Our children maybe not doing just right, but
they know it. You know,
Rita said one time, how old is she? What is she on? She couldn't die.
Well, I know she's a medicine to the thing.
You know, the Lord is so much. He shows us the thing. He reveals the love that all of us are in.
But then the enemy comes right in like a flood, trying to discourage him. Well, you
can't live this life. You just might as well give up and just throw up your hands.
You know, I heard this. I don't know. I'm not what do you call them that works on trees? And
they told me one time, they said, you know, they said, when a storm, big storm, great storm, come their way and maybe bend them over a little bit. But they said that roof is going to keep them down. You know, that's what the Lord wants us to do. When these trials come our way, keep them down in God. I pray like this in time. Lord, is there anything in me? I want to get it out of the way. I heard a brother say one time, is there any room in your heart for God? That's a good question. All these worldly things that you have piled up in your heart, no way for God to get through. Bad, isn't it?
But you know, I pray like this too, Lord. If there's anything that's in my heart that is hindering, I want you to remove that. God can do it. I wanted everything out of my heart. And I'm still searching my heart. I guess I'll be searching until I die. I want to be clear. I want to be, the Lord says, come thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. Brother, you see faithful. Bow unto the end. You know, I heard, I don't like to mention this, but I heard a person
searching the Lord all down through the ages when he got old.
He's out. Satan is out to shift you as weak.
He's out to try every way he could to hinder you from making it into heaven. That's right.
But let not our faith get a hold of faith. Get a hold of the confidence of have that hope.
And that's what it says, something about hope in Christ, something like that. We have a hope. We have a wonderful hope.
Jesus.
The Savior of the world.
You know, the world out there. You might think that they're having a lot of fun,
and you're thinking, well, I look like that they're prospering above what I'm doing. That is very true. People today, I have talked to people that
revel in sin, deep sin.
And I ask them, I say,
are you really satisfied?
You know what they're saying?
No.
They're not satisfied. The world can't satisfy them. That's all.
There's nothing out there. Well, there's all kind of pleasure and all kind of things out there, but it don't satisfy. Have a desire to live for God.
Have a desire to fix your battle. Have a desire to go through with it.
Brother, we can do it. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Revelation, the 12th chapter. Oh, may the Lord help us. I hope these few thoughts will encourage our hearts. 12th chapter and the 10th verse. It said, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Thank the Lord. Wonderful salvation. And strength. Strength come from the Spirit. Lord, help us today. Help us to realize. And the kingdom of our God and the power of our Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Who's the accuser?
Is it the devil? You're
you're not doing right. You're not just pleasing God.
You know, the devil come to me one time and said,
you're not pleasing God. I said, devil, get behind me.
I don't have no use for you. You get behind me. I know God loves me. I know God is able to give me strength and victory and power. Whatever I need, he's able to do that.
But the Spirit of God, our Spirit, connected with Christ.
Brother, we can
let go. One can chase a thousand.
And two, heaven, inside, a lot of devils.
A lot of evils.
We can chase them. Get them out of there. You know, somebody said one time,
Brother Allen, Brother Murphy Allen,
I miss that brother, dear brother. He's a precious brother.
He was going somewhere, I think, to a meeting. And he said the devil come right in and said, just about crushed the very life out of him. And he opened the door and he said, devil, get out of my car. I don't want you in there.
He got back in the car. You know, people, they might think, well, that's great. I don't think so.
Isn't there a scripture, something about the God resisted the devil?
That in the Old Testament, or Joshua, or something. You know, today, the devil is a defeated force. He's a defeated force because Jesus, the Savior of the world, has defeated, brought him down where he belongs.
Oh, may God help us today. And he said, kingdom of our God and the power of our Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame.
Isn't that wonderful?
Accusing. Oh, listen. The devil is accusing them from I don't know what all. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
Wonderful. Is this too strong? Just right, I feel like. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I tell you today, I don't know. You know, the devil worked on me today, but you know, I just sort of got so happy and glad.
Well, my mother used to say, I'd laugh if
I was a dying.
Well, I told her, I said, well, brother,
laugh and cry. You know, you get down in the dust and you cry, and all the devil come in, and oh, there you got victory then. The devil I'm talking about got the victory, down and out. Give us courage. What a mighty God, Brother Phil. What a mighty God we serve. I met Brother Stan sitting over there. And bless his heart.
But I believe you made it.
I believe you overpowered the devil. Lord help us today. We can do the same. Brother Stan was just a natural man. He had a desire. He had a hunger. No doubt he might have wanted to see you. But some people say you can, some say you can. I don't know. But you know, if I can, I want to just bow down my knees. Oh, Jesus. Been so good to me. I've made it in.
Oh, Lord, help us today. Thanks be to God.
Don't be down and out. Don't be discouraged. We should
never be discouraged.
You need to be happy.
You know, old Brother Barney, I love to see him.
You know, he preached a message one time. I think it was Asher. He said, happy is he. I think it was Asher.
Was it Asher? What was it?
Asher. Do you want to be like? Well, you don't want to be like
you want to be like Jesus. That's who you want to be like.
Oh, I love my Jesus. If there's any way,
but I don't know if there's any way I could see him.
Well, I see him in the street. I like seeing him. Well, I don't think I'll maybe ever do that.
The Lord help us today. See him.
See Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. See him as a great power, as a prince of peace,
as King of kings, Lord of lords. That's my cry.
No one is greater than Jesus, our Lord.
He's kept us. How the scripture say, kept by the power of God through faith? Through faith. We're kept by the power of God through faith. This is why we do not want to lose our faith. I'm praying that you have victory. When a trial comes up, have power over the trial. Not let the trial have power over you. You pray for me. I need prayer too. May the Lord help us today. Thanks be to God who give us the victory.